Hi, my name is Kim. You're listening to Historia.
Good evening, everybody. Hope you guys are doing well. Happy Saturday to all of you. Yay! Okay, so tonight we're gonna introduce you to another guest. His name is Benjo. Benjo. Okay. How do I say it? But it's Benjo. He is a fellow podcaster. So he also found this passion in podcasting as well, like me. So welcome, sir.
Hey! Good evening or good afternoon or good morning to wherever you are right now, no? So, and I would like to say thank you to Kim for having me, no? Here in his podcast, the Historia podcast. So, I'm very grateful to be here right now to be answering some of the questions na Kim prepared that Kim has prepared for everyone to listen to for today's episode. So yon!
Yay! Yeah. It's been an honor. Yes, it's been an honor to be with you as a fellow podcaster. The first person that I've collabed with. So I'm very, very excited and nervous at the same time.
Don't get nervous, actually. You don't need to. Actually, the same with you, no? This is also my first time to collaborate with some other podcaster. And then at the same time, we don't have any connection, actually, right? So right. When you contacted me, I felt really happy about it because, wow, meaning some people would already out some people that is out of my circle was able to see my podcast, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So let's not get nervous. I'm actually more nervous about speaking in English more than talking to other people. Yon.
Yay. So I'm super, super duper excited for it. Maybe let's start by introducing ourselves. Before recording this podcast, I actually talked with Benj a little bit, and he told me about his work, what he do for a living, and what's his situation right now during this pandemic. So to further introduce maybe just introduce yourself.
Yes, okay.
Introduce yourself. Okay. Sir Benj, let's do it.
No, you don't need to call me sir. I told you a lot of times already. I know I'm older than you, but you don't need to call me sir.
Okay, probably it's just my mannerisms. Call sir a lot, so yeah. I apologize for that. Yeah, but I do my best. Yes, please.
Because hearing some other people calling me sir makes me feel so old. So you have to call me Benzo.
Awesome. So, I'm gonna call you.
I'm just kidding.
All of the time now.
You can call me whatever you feel comfortable with. Okay. So I'm gonna do my introduction right now.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. So once again, good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to everyone listening to Historia Podcast by Kim Gonzalez. Nax. So I am Benzo BJ Herbias. Yes, my second name is really BJ. And I'm from Talisay City, Negros Occidental. So I'm also a podcaster. And I just started my podcast this year, this June 2020, because of the pandemic. And actually, if you visit my podcast, which is entitled Wala Ko Kabalo, or meaning I don't know, on my first episode, I discussed there what my podcast is all about. So I'm currently 28 years old, a Leo, and born in the year of the monkey, and which means I'm a bossy and very extrovert. So the bossy comes from the Leo side, and then the extrovert comes from the Year of the Monkey side. So, yeah, I think it's basically the two items that I can really are two important items that I can share with you that would help me really introduce myself. Yarn.
Yes.
Energy. So yon, I'm trying my best lang, because if you would be able to listen to my podcast, it comes into the it comes with different and moods. Yes. But most of the time I really sound like this, so that's why in this episode with Kim, I would like to retain that the same energy that I have with my other episodes.
Yes, I'm so happy today. And you know, yes, what's interesting is that we also started the podcast the same time, right?
Yes.
Around June. Yeah. And so what made you start this podcast, Benj?
Okay. Yeah, yun, wala nang sir yun. Okay. So what made me start this podcast? How? I actually guested to one of my friend's podcast. And then after that episode, immediately the day after, I decided to create my own because I really enjoyed the episode. It took us an hour for that one specific episode. So meaning it was really something that I really like to do. And then I, as a mass communication graduate, as a person who really likes to talk in front of a lot of people, because previously I did hosting back in college. And then after college, when I had my work, I wasn't able to do anything related to that. So somehow I lost that confidence. But through podcasting, it's like vlogging, but without the visuals and without the extreme preparations and editing that you really need to do. Right. So that's why I started podcast.
Yes, it's more of an audio thing, but you know, this experience is very, very interesting.
Yes.
You know, when I first got into this podcast, I really don't know. You know, I was just trying things because I was super. I was very, very inspired at the time. You know, when things happened to me in pandemic, you know, I was putting things in perspective. I was looking for a job back then, and one of the jobs that I've been trying to apply is in a hospital. So it was before the pandemic happened. So I got rejected, eventually I got another job at home, which kept me safe during the pandemic time. And one of the jobs actually that I had was watching Gary V. I don't know if you know Gary V, Benj.
Mr. Pure Energy, Gary V?
No. It's actually a different Gary V. It's Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh,
an American Belarusian.
Okay.
Entrepreneur.
What about him?
So, you know, I was really inspired by his content because he's more into personal development stuff, which I really, really like. About dealing with judgment, about making content, about insecurities and all those stuff. So, and also trying things if you don't know what your passion is. So, I decided to try podcast. I decided to learn from one of his podcasts, one of his episodes as well. How I observed how does it work, and as I recorded, and I was glad, and I was very happy that I was able to do it, and very, very excited. And there's this kind of an adrenaline or something that really excites me and makes me very, very happy with what I'm doing. So I decided to go for it, go ham and ham with the podcast. So that's my podcast. Yeah.
And now we're here. Both of us are here right now. talking about this kind of hobby that makes us feel happy. For me, it's my passion project, so I can really totally relate with you. Mm-hmm. And then one thing that I've learned from your sharing is that rejection sometimes is a redirection. So,
yeah,
right? So if you got that job or you weren't able to get that job that you were supposed to or you wanted to, maybe you're not here right now talking about your podcast and how it makes you feel happy and makes you feel excited about it. And I think it's something that that I also was looking for during the time when all of the people were in quarantine, were in isolation, we cannot go out. We need to find that certain medium that we can express our energies that most of the time were already kept inside of us. And that's it.
Yes, and what's important is also your perspective, mm-hmm. putting things in perspective. It's one of the things I learned during this time because, you know, what would have happened if I got, you know, accepted with that job that I was applying for? Maybe I would have been this COVID-19 positive already and would have died.
You would have been exposed.
Yes, I would have been exposed by this virus. And, you know, it just makes me very, very grateful of what I have right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, because, again, our rejection would mean a redirection. Or if, I think, I don't know, lang, I don't know with, not, I mean, not to all, I'm not generalizing, but sometimes the Lord will allow us to experience something because He prepared something better for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's amazing.
Amen.
Okay, so let's move on with our podcast tasks. So what, how do you do your podcast tasks? How do you do it? Or what was the process of you doing this podcast? What's your unique process?
Unique process? I cannot say that it's unique because I haven't seen any other podcasters doing their job, but maybe it's very simple. Through Anchor, which I think you're also using, right?
Correct.
Through Anchor, you just record your audio, and then voila, it's uploaded and distributed evenly, distributed to any podcast venues that they would be able, especially in Spotify. So during my podcasts, what I do is that I list down questions. I prepare at least 3 to 5 questions per episode. And then I intentionally don't say it to my guests. They really don't know because the title of my podcast is Wala Ko Kabalo, which means I don't know. Right? So whenever I have my guests on the show or on my podcast, they really don't know what my questions are. They just know about the topic that we're going to talk about. But the questions, they really don't know about it or whatever what's going to happen inside during the 30 to 50 minutes of our conversation. There. So,
and that's, you know, it's actually staying true to the essence of the podcast as well, from the title itself.
Yeah,
which means I don't know. You know, you don't know what kind of questions are going to be thrown at you. It's making your podcast different from other podcasts out there, which is super amazing.
Yes, and at the same time, to add to that, is that I don't even know why am I doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, I just did something because of I don't know what to do, what else to do. I want to be productive and I want to do something valuable while I was in quarantine, so that's why I did that. But nonetheless, the name Wala O Kabalo or I don't know, is basically how I really feel whenever I do my podcast. Wala ko kabalo. I just don't know.
Yes, and you know the authenticity of the podcast is there. That's also one thing that makes a podcast stand out to others. It's by being genuine, by being genuine to yourself, by being true to yourself. So I really admire you for that.
Yes. How about you, Kim? I heard the title of your podcast is also a Hiligaynon word or a Bisayan word, which means historia. So I think it's basically connected to the roots of us being Visayans.
Yes, definitely. Because I didn't know. It was just a random idea because I want to talk. I want to get myself out there. Just want to help a person, just one or two persons out there, you know, maybe struggling with what we're doing right now. And I just want to share that energy as well of positivity to other people, especially those who are struggling right now, who don't know what to do with their life, and you know, just giving them insights, you know, about life or about whatever, you know, it may help them in the long run.
So that's really nice. Yeah. Because contrary to yours, my podcast is a little bit all over the place. It's very random, but. Maybe, but I really like your purpose. Mine is more of an entertainment. So I hope it's also being helpful to some people as well.
Yes, and actually it's also a mix, right?
Yeah.
It's also a mix. I don't only do, you know, personal growth or self-help, but also I do these journals. Kind of journaling what happened during my past times, you know, my previous experiences. I think it's more of interviews with other people as well, because the purpose of having these insights, you know, you can just have insights from one person, but also from other people. I also want to give other people spotlight.
And I really like your episodes, but I haven't heard all of them yet. But I really admire the diverse number of guests that you have, the kind of characters and personalities of normal people you are having as guests. And true to what you've explained earlier, maybe one person would be able to listen to this episode and feel something that would make them feel comfortable, relaxed, and at ease.
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of podcasts. It's a form of entertainment. It's not purely about just random talking or making nonsense stuff. It may be podcasts sometimes could be really entertaining and be a source of lesson.
And it's giving a lot of value to many people out there, right?
Yes, I totally agree.
There's a value. And, you know, based on what I've heard and what I've heard from other people, you know, the consumption of podcasts is also rising. So it's, it's also definite. Perfect time to start one as well, because you know a lot of people are listening to it.
It's not yet a norm, but a lot of people are starting to listen or to try listening to podcasts.
Yes,
which is a good thing.
Right, and from one, you know, I've talked with other podcasts actually, and they noticed that during this pandemic, the number of podcasts that launched was it skyrocketed.
Really?
Yes. From Coffee Na Lang Dear, podcast, another podcast. Because I talked with them last last night. I just talked to them last night, and that was what they shared to me. Yeah.
Very good insight.
Yeah, very good insight indeed.
And we're part of those increase in number of
yes. Yeah, we're part of those increase as well. Okay.
Yeah, and I think it's a good well, actually, vlogging is really rampant for the past few years, and then what else? And I think it's quite podcast has been there for the longest time, and not all people are listening to podcasts. So yes. I think it's a good market also to challenge or to try, because it's quite different, but it's the same enjoying and the same entertainment that you can enjoy too from other types of entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Okay. Now, all right. So since we've been doing this podcast for how many months now? 5-6 months already. So let's, can you share some of the things that you've learned throughout this journey, and you know, some of the fun parts in doing podcasts?
No, I don't want to share. some things that I learned throughout this journey, it's really about passion.
Yes.
First, I'll start about passion. Since you do something, I've seen a lot of vloggers telling me, you should not care about the views as long as you enjoy what you're doing, and then something like that, just push through it and everything like that. Yeah, and that's the first thing that I've learned throughout this journey. Excuse me. Find something that you're passionate about. So since I'm a person who likes to talk, I'm not very particular in grammar and pronunciation most of the time. That's normal. I just want to make them feel very comfortable whenever they talk to me. It's just a casual conversation. That's what I really want. So do something that you're very comfortable with or you're very passionate with. So that's the first thing. And then another learning throughout this journey is do not pressure yourself. Do not put pressure on yourself. Since it's your passion, whether you get listeners or not, the most important thing here is, as long as there's one person who tries to listen to your podcast, please continue to do it. Because even if it's just one person, if it's a stranger, as long as somebody is supporting you, may it be a friend, a stranger, or anybody else, please do continue to do something that you love. There. So I sound really serious, right? So here's the fun part in doing podcasts. Here's the fun part in doing podcasts. Since it's not that very famous or popular yet to most people. And then my concept is Hiligay Noon, in which not all people can understand. There are some things that you really, you can really be, what do you call this? Surprised with. Because, for example, just today, I just became the number one trending podcast in the Philippines in Spotify. So I wasn't expecting that, because me and my friends were just joking, like, okay, what if you're trending or something like that? You just need to. And then when I check the charts, I'm number one trending in the Philippines right now. Thank you so much. So it's
we're happy for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kim. So
that was amazing.
Yeah, it's not something that I wanted before. I just wanted to do something like that. But maybe, I don't know how it happened, why it happened. But maybe because the topic that I had during my last episode was really a hot topic. Maybe that's why I got a lot of listeners, or maybe wrong listeners. But still, PR is PR, marketing strategy, right?
And so, I think it resonated with a lot of people.
I think
I listened to it actually a brief moment, and it was a reaction of a new release album from one of top artists in the Philippines.
Yes.
And it was trending on Twitter actually. It was trending on Twitter, also on Facebook. I've been seeing it on my feed, and it's just good timing that you decided to react for it. And
I think another factor that is very important in doing podcasts is also timing.
Yes.
Aside from the content, it's also the timing. So I think that's the fun part in doing in podcast, plus the support that you get from your friends. I really love my friends. Thank you so much. Thank you for thank you for accepting my shameless plugs in our group chats and sharing my posts and saying yes to being guests to my episode. So thank you to my friends for the support. And then to add, I think the most fun part here is you will be able to catch up with some of your friends that you weren't able to discuss or to talk for a very long time.
Yes.
It's a pleasure for you to catch up and talk about some things that it's been a long time that you've since met each other, that you've talked about that certain stuff. So I think it's fun. And that's another reason to find podcast being fun.
Yes, indeed. The networking with people, connecting with people, especially those you don't know or somebody you haven't interacted for a long time. It's really fun for me. And it's also one of the things that I've experienced during my podcast as well. I actually connected with some people whom I don't know. I just known today or just some other day. Like really? You, right?
Really? I think it's also building networks.
Yeah,
Reaching to more people.
Correct. And at the same time, you're giving value. You know, it's really a win-win situation.
Yeah.
It's really a win-win
situation. I agree. So that's why doing podcasts is really fun.
Yeah. And I think I want to add up one more thing. The podcast. You know, when I started this podcast, I was recording outside of my house, and you know there's some background noises of Jimmy the Cricket,
Donnie. Yeah, I get a lot.
And people are listening to it, and they really find it funny.
Podcasts are raw.
Yeah,
most of the time it's unedited. You do not filter anything, and it's fine. Yes. Right, unlike vlogging, that you need. I'm not discrediting vlogging. It's a very good form of entertainment. I love vlogging. Yes. I love watching vlogging. But the difference between vlogging and doing podcasts is just it's very raw. It requires less editing compared to those of the vlogging.
Correct. It's raw, and whatever you say on the internet or whatever you say on this podcast, it will really be recorded. And if you make that mistake, you will really have that mistake. You know, it's just there. Yeah. you cannot get away with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So, all right. So maybe we just.
That's a long answer.
I think I should ask you. Who's your favorite podcaster, and how did he or she influence you to create the podcast? You have one?
Can you answer it first?
Okay,
Kim, so that I can have more ideas on how to answer it.
Okay, actually, it was more of a content creator. He is making macro content, and then he distributed it to different platforms, into micro content, into a podcast, from a video to a podcast to snips out of it. It's actually Gary Vaynerchuk for me, because He's the one who influenced my life, changed my perspective in how I view things. Especially
he's like your role model.
Sorry?
He's like your role model.
Yeah. Just like, he's like my role model at this point, you know, in this pandemic. Because when I found a job, when I finally got the job, you know, one task that my boss was assigned for me was watching his Tea with Gary Vee videos, and of course you're gonna learn a lot from it. It's a ton of videos, not just one. And then I make content for it. I put data for it for my boss's website, and it's actually more of a his passion project too. Because he's a fan of Gary, and yeah, for some reason I really liked him. He's true in himself. He curses a lot, unlike any other you know, speakers out there. You know, he doesn't need anything actually. You know, no master classes, no you know, courses or something like that. Yeah. So
I think you should search for that person after this conversation.
Yeah, kindly search for that person. He's really, really great. And he's a social media expert. Yeah, he's recently was pushing for TikTok. You know when quarantine happened, the viewership or the amount of people on TikTok exploded.
Yes,
and that's one of his, one of his predictions actually, or one of his, I don't know how they call it, but I think it's more of a prediction. Yeah. Yeah.
Forecast.
Yeah, forecast. Yeah.
Yes, I think forecast would be more appropriate or aligned to it, and I think I should also check that person out after this podcast episode so that I will be able to know him already. I thought he was Mr. Pure Energy, but he's not. He's a different Gary.
It's a different one, indeed.
Yeah.
His and I think his podcast is the Gary Vee Audio Experience. So. Gary V, Gary, and then V-E-E, V, and then double E, Gary V Audio Experience.
Oh, nice. I'm going to search for that guy later after this episode. So I think he's a really good role model for you, and I think he really inspired you because the way you described him, you were really able to pinpoint a lot of stuff that he did and how it affected you. Wow. So, my turn. So, I don't have really a sort of like that, a role model, but I really like listening to Boiling Waters, PH.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard of Boiling Waters podcast, but yeah, I think it's a podcast, yeah. But,
yeah.
I haven't consumed, I'm not a consumer of podcasts really until recently. Just a few, actually, I only consume to a few podcasts, but I'm increasing that, I'm increasing my consumption because I really have to learn things. I just learned a lot from the podcast world, and I just want to, keep on, you know, learning and learning and working on it.
You should listen to Wala Ko Kabalo.
Yeah. Well, with that, of course.
I'm just kidding. But I would like to expound more on Boiling Waters. What I really like about their episodes or their topics is they talk about love, and I'm a big sucker for love.
Oh my.
I really want actually, aside from love, they really talk about self-esteem.
Yeah.
So it's very relatable. And aside from the topics, the hosts, B1 and B2, I really like the way they think, the way they speak. They're very raw. They're very natural. And that's why I feel I feel they're very relatable. I really like the way they handle their podcast. Not that I'd want to follow them, but I want to make my podcast be more casual or more of a conversational. That people people listening to my podcast would really feel that I'm also beside them or near them talking about these certain topics there. So that's how they became my favorite podcaster. But I'm also want to have that role model that aside from podcasting, I think I need to have that role model because currently right now I don't have one. So I'm going to look for that Mr. Gary V audio experience. And then I'll try as well to listen to some of his works. Thank you for sharing,
thank
Kim.
And also the Boiling Waters PH, you know, I really suck at that aspect of life.
You should try listening because they're very relatable. They're very...
Yes. I'm going to definitely consume that for sure. I'm going to listen to them. I'm working on improving myself, and I think it's also relatable. So I'm going to try that and consume their podcast. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should. I advise that you should.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, since we are making this podcast for a while now, you know, maybe 5 months or... June, July, August, September, October, November. So we're making this podcast for about 6 months now. And what's your advice to people who might want to say, not actually the advice, but we'll go to our possible long-term hopes. What are our aspirations or how do you see this podcast in the future? Or what are your long-term hopes for this podcast?
To share with everyone, my initial goal is to have podcast a norm to everyone because not everyone is familiar with podcasts. Yeah. So second is to build a community, a Hiligaynon community or a group of people or Ilonggo people or Hiligaynon or Negros, Iloilo or anybody anywhere in the Philippines that speaks Hiligaynon to build our own podcast. That's why I named my podcast a Hiligaynon term. I used a Hiligaynon term in order to build that certain aspect. And if you can listen to my podcast, it's purely Hiligaynon or sometimes my Taglish, there is English, yeah. Bisaya sometimes.
It's a mix. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mix. But it's more focused on Hiligaynon. So the long-term goal for this podcast is to build that community of Ilonggo or Hiligaynon podcasters and build our own community and spread awareness and spread happiness, spread support, spread energy to all the people that would understand our language.
And I think we're doing that now.
I think. And it's a good start. This is just the start of it. So long-term wise, just like vlogging, maybe there will be a group of podcasters here in Western Visayas that will be able to...
Oh, that will be very...
more people. And then to... teach more people about this very wonderful medium of podcasting. Jan, how about you, Kim?
Yes, I think that's going to be super exciting because, you know, I actually got into the podcast community until recently. Now, I went to Twitter and, you know, just grinding my own stuff for podcasts. And yeah, being in a community is really so much fun. What I do with my Twitter is that I would actually recommend other podcasts, you know, not just my own, but, you know, most of the time, if there's somebody that would, ask on Twitter, oh, what's your favorite podcast or what's your podcast recommendations, any podcast, recommendations. And then, on those, tweets, I would comment their podcast. Hey, check these out. Check these podcasts. Mm-hmm. And there we go. And it's like you're bringing the party.
Yeah. Support each other.
Yeah.
Promote.
Okay. Awesome. So my long-term hope for this podcast, actually, it's actually personal, but there's a purpose for it. And my long-term hope is to be a speaker, a keynote speaker. I want to be invited to keynotes and, of course, help these people out. As you know, it's podcast is just one of my ways to do it. So I want to get myself out there, help one or two people, help a lot of people, you know, giving insights about life, you know, and about everything that they know, you know, everything that I know, and, you know, just giving love and sharing the energy and positivity to other persons. If Gary Vaynerchuk has, you know, made this cult, then you know, I'm like a priest of that cult. Yeah.
Nice. Yes, yeah. Please. Yes, please, Kim. Please do that. Please, yes, continue to doing that until you reach that certain goal that you really have right now. And you're still young. You have a lot of time to do a lot of things. So,
yes.
My advice to you, this is just the start. This is just the first step to more things that you can really achieve through this experience.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
The next Mr. Gary B.
Yeah, I could be, you know, I don't know, actually,
impossible.
But
nothing's
probably. Probably. Yeah. Okay. Rate your happiness levels. Let's rate our happiness levels from 1 to 10.
From how 1 would you rate to 10. Because of the pressure, I would really rate it at 7, because of the pressure actually of the content that I need to release. So I think it's 7 to 10, but without the pressure, maybe it's 9 out of 10.
Quick question, how often do you release podcasts?
Initially, I really wanted to have it like twice a week,
bi-weekly.
Yes, twice a week, but time did not allow. I had it once a week, and then I lost some time because of work that it became once a month. Then right now I'm doing it for once a week again, as much as possible, but no pressure. So I wanted to eliminate that pressure. That's why.
Yeah. I really understand that. And actually, my podcast only releases weekly, every Saturday. And you know, for the purpose of not having that pressure of creating content, you know, I've tried putting a lot of content, tried a lot of social media platforms, and you know, it's really hard to make content really consistently. If you're gonna do it daily, then you know, it's very hard. You really have to be creative. You really have to be, you know, you have to think a lot of ideas.
Yes.
Just to make pieces of content.
Yeah.
And yeah, you really have to make this macro content, big content. And then these, you can snip it or, you know, make great micro content out of it. But still, it's very hard. And if you're going to do it a lot of times, you will really, really feel the pressure. That's why I only do it weekly, just to not feel the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you will be beating yourself out there. It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just weekly for me, to be consistent as well. You know, just to have this consistency.
Yeah, but again, since this is a passion project, so whatever's available, then I'll just do it.
Yeah, that's right. It's,
how about
it's,
your game?
It's
what is your happiness level?
Yes, right now I'm at 8. 8 is my happiness level.
Oh.
Because, you know, there are really, really times that you will feel the pressure of making this podcast or making content. But I keep on reminding myself not to judge myself, not to judge myself or not beating my, you know, self out there. Mm-hmm. If I don't feel it, then I don't do it. Yeah. And yeah. if I feel like doing it, I would make a lot of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
To sustain future content as well.
Yeah, it's more of the consistency and the pressure that limits our happiness. But yeah. again, we're happy doing it. That's the most important thing. It's just that sometimes we can't handle the pressure or yeah, something like that.
Oh yeah, so since we already rated our happiness, you know, how happy we are as a as podcasters, what would your advice be to people who might want to take the same path as us, you know, as podcasters or want to start a podcast or want to create content like us?
Advice. Am I the right person to give advice about podcasts? Maybe, yeah, I think I would really say the same things I said earlier. In doing something like this, it should be part of your passion. It's something that you should be happy doing about. And then whenever you're doing podcasts, whatever theme or whatever topic that you really want to discuss, make it more natural to you. Don't push for something that you're not very comfortable. And then timing is the key. Timing is a very big factor in doing a lot of job. But lastly, you have to enjoy.
Right.
Yes. I think you have to really enjoy doing this. That's why. And I really want to say to everyone that doing podcasts is very, very enjoying.
Yeah. Very enjoying indeed. Yeah. Plus, I would like to add something about an advice. You know, when I started this podcast, all I just wanted to do is, you know, just execute. I think it's execution. Execution matters. I think people are worrying about perfection.
You know? Yeah, and you don't have to be perfect.
Yes. People are having this, you know, we must have this microphone or we should have this. Your design must be amazing. Actually, when I started this podcast, episode 1, I didn't think that much. I didn't think that much. Just executed. I expected already that it's going to be bad. And even right now, it's really bad, actually.
No. No.
Yeah. Like,
it's not bad.
Audio quality, you know, when it comes to audio quality, it isn't the best. It isn't the best audio quality out there. You know, there's a special participation of, you know, Jimmy the Cricket, you know, there are some vehicles. You can hear some vehicles running out there.
Yeah,
you don't need to, you know, worry about those perfection things. It's giving you a lot of pressure, and that's a hindrance in, you know, what you want to do. I think it's a hindrance, and yeah, it's execution. Execution really matters.
So I agree. But again, don't put pressure.
Yeah.
So execution is really important, but don't pressure yourself.
Yes, as much as you can, really. Yeah.
Let the creativity flow naturally.
Awesome. That's right.
That's right.
I'm happy to hear that. Okay, so I think we got everything covered.
Are we gonna say goodbye already?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. So social media accounts, yes. Where should we follow you on your social media accounts?
I will speak in Hiligaynon, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so salamat gid sa mga tanan nga nabati subong sa episode ni Namon ni Kim, and I'm very, very happy and nag-enjoy ko sa among conversation because sa pinakadugay ko na di nga ano na di magit pinakadugay sa 5 months ko or 6 months ko nga pag-podcast. Subong lang ko naka-collaborate no, sa mga tao like Kim. And it's very refreshing to have this conversation. To it medyo serious siya pamatian but it's very, very valuable and it's I hope na may na-learn ka mo. And if you really want to follow me, no, I'm not a di mangin ko social media person again. I mean, I have my social media but I don't want that na parang to have a famous something like that. But my Instagram account is Benjowamo at Benjowamo, BENJOWHAMO. And then my Twitter account is at ExcellentBJ at ExcellentBJ. Facebook page, you can search just Benjo Hervias, BENJOHERVIAS. And then, wag niyo na akong i-follow sa TikTok or kung saan pa dyan. Just look for me on those three social media platforms. Okay. Yon!
There we go. So, kindly follow her. Follow her. Follow him. Sorry.
Okay lang.
Okay, sorry. Kindly follow him in all the mentioned social media accounts. You will really learn a lot from him. And
I hope
you can just feel free to connect with him anytime. Yes. There we go.
Salamat Kim. Salamat Kim sa pag-invite.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Right.
I was really challenged to speak in English.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry for, you know, English and you know some people might nosebleed.
No, it's just that I'm not really used to speaking English through my podcast because again my theme is more of a Hiligaynon and concept.
Yes.
I'm not used to being or speaking in English all throughout the episode.
That's a really great
opportunity. I'm really happy right now to have this conversation with you.
Hey.
Thank you so much for the
invitation. You're welcome. It just happened that English is one of the most comfortable. I think it's the most comfortable language that I'm using.
Yes.
I'm more comfortable with it.
Yes. And you have to be comfortable. When doing a podcast, you have to be comfortable. So.
Right.
Whatever you're comfortable with, push. I support.
Yes, definitely. Yay! Okay, thank you so much, Benj. Thank you for sharing this opportunity and sharing your time with us. And I hope to see you guys again. To all my listeners, thank you for listening. And I hope to see you again on the next episode. Yay!
Thank you, Kim. I hope you take care of yourself. And then
yes,
see you
take care as well.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.